From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program. Yesterday, we reviewed what we studied last week from 1 Timothy chapter 4 under the topic, A Look at the Latter Times. And I trust that you were there by the radio yesterday because I reviewed with you the condition of the latter times that is found in verses 1 through 6, as well as the concern of the latter times that is brought out in verses 7 through 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. And in that section in verses 7 through 9, where it speaks concerning the concern of the latter times, I emphasized last week, as well as I reviewed it with you yesterday, that we are to refuse false doctrine. It says in verse 7, but refuse profane and old wives' fables. That simply means that as Christians, as the remnant of God's children here on earth, we've got the responsibility to know truth, to understand sound doctrine, so that we can recognize and refuse doctrine that is not biblically correct. But then also in verse 7 of 1 Timothy 4, it tells us to exercise ourselves spiritually. Note the verse again. 1 Timothy 4, 7, it says, but refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. Now, what we see there is that as Christians, we are to be spiritually exercising every day. Now, I talked about that last week, but I want to add a few things to that with you today that I believe are very important as it relates to spiritual exercise. Now, as we observe in verse 8, it teaches us that godliness and exercising ourselves unto godliness is profitable unto all things. That is, it's profitable for every aspect of our life. And it has the promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come, which means that godly exercise benefits us here on earth now as we are living for the Lord, as well as it benefits us throughout all of eternity. Because when we exercise ourselves unto godliness, all of that has eternal value attached to it. And I can't tell you exactly what all the ways are that it will benefit us in eternity. I know that if we exercise ourselves unto godliness, there is no doubt that we will receive rewards when we stand face to face to the Lord Jesus Christ. But it talks about the fact that there will be blessings and benefits throughout eternity, throughout the life that is yet to come. And I can't give you specifics on that. I don't know what those specifics are, but here's the point. If we exercise ourselves unto godliness now, it will have eternal value that will ultimately bring glory to God. That much I do know. But what I want to share with you today is this concept of godly exercise. We all know what it means to exercise ourselves physically. It means to run. It means to do calisthenics. It means certain things like that. But what is godly exercise? Or maybe I should ask it this way. How can we exercise ourselves unto godliness? Well, let me give you five ways. And we don't have the time to dig into these five ways, but I do want to give them to you for your further study. If you are interested in exercising yourself unto godliness. And beloved, that's what God wants us all to do. So I trust that you are interested in exercising yourself unto godliness today. Number one, if we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, it takes discipline. And discipline in two ways. Number one, in the study of the Word of God and in prayer. We must be men and women who are studying the Word of God so that we can grow in the things of the Lord. And then we must have a valid, active prayer life. You see, the more we study the Word of God and the more we pray to God and talk to God, the stronger we are going to be spiritually. You and I can never exercise ourselves unto godliness and grow spiritually if we don't discipline ourselves to study God's Word and to pray. Secondly, if we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, we must have a desire. What is that desire? It is to please God. To please God. I often think of Enoch when reading Hebrews chapter 11. And perhaps you're familiar with this passage where it says in verse 5, "But Enoch, which was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God." Enoch was a great God pleaser. Why? Because he lived by faith. And then, of course, verse 6 of Hebrews 11 goes on to say, "But without faith, it's impossible to please him." That is, it's impossible to please God. And so if we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, we must have the desire to please God through trusting God by way of an active faith in God. Thirdly, if we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, we need determination. Determination. And by that, I mean we need determination to obey God and His Word. Do you have that determination? I trust that you do. You know, one of the reasons why so many Christians fall into sin and get out of the will of God is because of the fact that they determine to do that which makes them happy. They determine to do that which makes them feel good. But you see, if we are going to grow spiritually and exercise ourselves unto godliness, we must determine to obey God. Remember Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 13 and 14, where it says, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil." Yes, indeed, we must determine to obey God. That is the duty of mankind, particularly for those of us who are saved. Number four, if we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, we must have a strong defense. We must have a strong defense. In other words, we must submit ourselves to God consistently. You see, we have a foe. That foe is Satan, and he seeks whom he may devour. And if we are going to have a strong defense, we must resist him. We must resist sin by submitting to God. In James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says this, "Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded." Here's the point. If we are going to exercise ourselves unto godliness, we must make certain that we can defend ourselves. How do we do that? In our own strength? No. It's by submitting ourselves to God, which simply means to obey Him, to yield to Him, to live for Him, to allow His Spirit to work in our life. And so godly exercise involves discipline, desire, determination, defense, and then duration. In other words, as it relates to godly exercise, we are to do it until we see the Lord Jesus Christ face to face. You know, sometimes as we grow older in our body, we cannot exercise ourselves physically as we once did. We can't run like we used to. We can't walk like we used to, and so forth. But as it relates to spiritual exercise, we are to exercise ourselves unto godliness until we see Jesus Christ face to face. You know, the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 7, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. And then in verse 8, he goes on to say, henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. What was Paul saying? He was saying, I never gave up spiritual exercise. Throughout the entirety of my life, I exercised myself unto godliness by fighting the good fight, finishing the course, and keeping the faith. And so you see, if we are going to be equipped for the latter times in which we live, we must exercise ourselves unto godliness through discipline, through desire, through determination, through a defense, and through duration. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we'll begin to look at the certainties of the latter times found in verses 10 through 16 of 1 Timothy, chapter 4. And so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. And that's why we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The best is yet to come. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.